This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. So it's Friday, and we've started a segment called Cheers to the Weekend, Michigan. Our guest is Tammy Coxon. She's with Tammy's Tasting. So what do you have for us this week?
This week we have a cocktail called the Michigander. It was created by a Michigan native who moved out to California and created this because he missed his home state.
So what did he miss about it? What are the ingredients?
Well, he said his favorite season was fall, so here he's using apple brandy to represent cider season, which I know I love. He's also using something called Chenar. This is actually an Italian herbal liqueur. It's going to add a lot of earthy flavor, bring those fall notes. It's something that we call an Amaro, so those are bittersweet Italian liqueurs. They have a lot of complex herbal notes and definitely some bitter character. This one's actually made from artichokes. It doesn't taste like artichokes, but it brings a really unique flavor.
All right, I think I'll take a taste. Let's see here. Over ice, I see.
Yeah.
A little lemon twist.
That's a grapefruit twist.
A grapefruit twist, okay. Oh, that's really good. I've not had that before.
In addition to the apple brandy and the Chenar, he's also using some lemon juice and then a honey syrup. So we have an extra Michigan angle here because I made this honey syrup from the honey from the beehives I can see from my back porch.
What's a honey syrup versus honey?
Honey is so thick that if you just add straight honey to a cocktail, it's really hard to mix it in. So to make a honey syrup here, we just combined two parts of honey with one part of hot water just to thin it out, make it mix into the cocktail better.
Describe how it tastes to you.
I really like the way this drink combines bright fruity flavors from the citrus juice and the apple brandy with that deep herbal complexity from the Chenar. It just makes for a really complex drink that's actually really pretty easy to make.
I'm really surprised how the grapefruit twist really works with that.
Absolutely. Garnishes on cocktails can make a huge difference. And here, just that little twist of grapefruit on top is bringing a lot of aroma and flavor to the drink.
Well, thanks for bringing us the Michigander.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
So the recipe said proportions, 1 ounce of apple brandy or applejack, 1 ounce of Chenar, 3/4 ounce lemon juice, 3/4 ounce honey syrup, and 1 twist of grapefruit peel. Shake it, strain it. Pour it over rocks, garnish. We wanted to tell you about a comment we received on our last cocktail, The Last Word. Alan Bryant said he bought all the liquor. He was excited to try it and then says, "It is disgusting. We could not finish them. I made them exactly to specs. It's like drinking some kind of industrial cleaner, not a fan." So let me offer a little advice. If you think you might like one of the drinks we talk about, go to a craft cocktail bar, one where they really know what they're doing. Ask if they can make you that classic cocktail that we mentioned. It's a lot cheaper to figure out whether you don't like it that way rather than after buying a lot of expensive liquor.